Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Hey, Natalia, it's John again, and I have a new claimant for Depo Provera. Her name is Monice Giles.
Monice Giles. Okay, thank you, John.
Okay, Ms. Giles, I have Natalia on the line for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Ms. Giles, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, okay, perfect. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist today. Can you verify your phone number for me?
279-218-7842.
7842, okay, perfect. And would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, I'll just ask you a few quick questions here. Was this for yourself or a loved one?
It's for myself.
For yourself, okay. And do you already have an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No, I don't.
No, okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts with a law firm for this?
Yes, I can.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you receive any treatment?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
You did? Okay. Where were you treated? What was the name of the facility?
It was San Juan Medical Center.
San Juan Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. Where was that located?
Carmichael. It's Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's
was it
a hospital?
Carmichael, California?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'm looking it up here. It looks like it's Mercy San Juan Medical Center. Is that the right name?
Yes. I'm sorry.
That's the one. Okay. Perfect. So that's where you were treated for meningioma?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that where you were diagnosed as well?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay. No problem. Thank you for that. I'm just going to copy the address here. I have 6501 Coyle Avenue in Carmichael, California. Is that the right one?
Yes, Coyle.
Yes, okay, perfect. Yeah. And what was the facility where you received the injection?
I know it's in Roseville. I'm not really sure of the specific address.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's Roseville and Sunrise.
Roseville and Sunrise. Okay.
Yeah.
What was the name of the facility? The name
it's
of the
Planned Parenthood.
Oh, Planned Parenthood. That's where you got the injection?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. Planned Parenthood. And what city is that in?
It's Roseville.
Roseville. Okay. Sorry. Thank you for that. I just needed clarification just to make sure if that was the city or the street. So that's the city. So Planned Parenthood in
Roseville. Yes, I'm sorry.
In Roseville. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Thank you for that. And then it's on Sunrise Avenue, correct?
Yes. It's on Sunrise. Yes.
Okay. So that's the one here. Okay, and then besides the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
No.
No, okay. All right, so I'll put no. And when were you diagnosed with meningioma? What was the date?
I'm going to say it was around April or May. I don't really know the specific date.
Okay.
It was last year.
Of last year. Okay. Just to the best of your knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was May of 2023. And what is your date of birth?
I'm 07-22-1998.
07-22-1998. Okay. And
Yes. Yeah.
besides yourself, was there anybody else that was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
No. Okay.
Not no.
Not that you know of. Okay, perfect. And
Yeah,
then,
no.
no problem. I'm just asking just to make sure we can help everybody. But I'll put no for now. And did you use the brand name of the injection, the Depo-Provera?
Yes, I did.
You did. Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took four injections in 1 year?
Yes, I took it for about 4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years. Okay. So definitely more than 1 year.
Yeah.
When did you start taking it? What was the first year?
It was around my birthday month. I want to say like 2017, 2018, in
2017.
July.
Okay, of July. And when did you stop
Yeah.
taking it? What year?
Last year, around, I'll say April, around April, I guess.
Of last year. Okay. So
Yeah, I
2017
believe so, yeah.
to the best of your knowledge. Okay. Perfect. So I'll put April of 2023. And so you were diagnosed in 2023 of May. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Female, okay. And then I do have your first and last name. I have Moniz Giles. Your first name, is it spelled
Yes.
Moniese?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. And do you have a middle initial?
I'm Jay.
J, okay. And I do have your phone number. Is this a cell phone number?
Yes, that is.
Okay, perfect. And then it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements so far. So we're going to move forward with the intake here. At the end of the questionnaire, I'm going to send you an
Okay.
electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, of course.
Okay, perfect. I do have your email here. I have GilesMoniz1@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Are you able to open your text messages and your email through your cell phone?
While we're on the phone, yes, I could do that.
Yep. Okay, perfect. That'll be for a little bit later. I just want to make sure that you can access it. Okay, I'll let you know
Okay.
at the end of the questionnaire. Okay, and then for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
I'm 626-06-0413.
Okay, you said 0413 for the last four?
Yes.
Yep, okay, perfect. And then what is your full mailing address?
8303 Willegra Road. Do I need to spell that? Willegra Road.
Allegra Road. I think I got it. Is it Allegra?
Yes.
Oh, cool. I got it on the first try. Okay, Allegra Road. And then is that Roseville as well?
Yes. No, antelope, considered antelopes.
Oh, Antelope. Okay. Let's
Yeah.
see. Okay, and what was the zip code?
95843.
95843. Okay. Oh, okay. I think I misspelled it. Let me repeat it one more time. I have
Okay.
8303 Wallegra, so WALERGA.
Oh, GRA, WALEGRA.
GRA. Okay.
And then road, yes.
Road. Okay. I'm getting a slightly different one here when I look it up on the map. Okay, sorry, one more time. WALEGRA. R-G-A?
No, G-R-A.
G-R-A. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so G-R-A. And then is there a unit number or anything?
147.
147, okay. Okay, and then that's Antelope, California, 95843. Okay. And do you have a copy of the medical records that you can provide to the attorneys later?
Yes. Could I do that when I get back home?
Yeah, of course.
I
yeah, we don't.
With all that.
Yes, we don't need them today. That would just be later.
Okay.
All right. And then the last thing I need from you is an emergency contact in case something happens. So if you become unresponsive for an extended period of time, we'll contact them so that they can get a hold of you. So for the emergency contact, is it someone that lives with you or lives separate?
I don't really have somebody.
It could be anybody that you trust. It could be a friend. It could be a roommate or a family member.
Okay. Okay, are you ready?
Uh-huh. What's their relationship to you?
Friend.
Friend, okay. And what is the phone number?
209.
Mm-hmm.
479-3352.
Okay, and what is their first and last name?
Hold on, let me ask them.
Okay.
It's an emergency contact.
Oh, where are you using?
What is it?
Troy Turnage.
Turnage?
Troy, T-R-O-Y, Turnage, T-U-R-A.
Turnage. The name is Troy. Turnage.
Uh-huh. Can you spell it for me?
T-R-O-Y.
Okay.
T-U-R-N-A-G-E.
Troy Turnage. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the phone number, it's 209-479-3352?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay, so I did get that right, and then, okay, that it looks like that's it for the questionnaire here. I'm going to send you that electronic document right now. You can put
okay.
me on speaker if you haven't already. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any problems or any questions. I can help you with that.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to send it to your email, and they're also going to send a text message. It's the same thing, whichever one's easier for you to open.
Okay.
All right, let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly.
Okay. You want me to review the document?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. So if it says, please review document or please start signing. It's just going to be a few initials and a few signatures. It's the retainer agreement that gives permission to the attorneys to process, to start working on it. And then there's a medical release form that gives them permission to dig through your records to build the case.
Okay. No, mama. Ooh, I hate these. The signature is horrible.
Oh, when they have you draw it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there might be an option where you can choose one of the signatures that are on there. I'm not sure if it pops up.
Oh, wow, it does. Okay. That's easier.
It does. Okay. It's okay. It doesn't have to be perfect as long as it's your signature.
Okay. Okay, I just got a message also.
Mm-hmm.
Finished it though.
You just finished. Okay, perfect. I think the other message was a little bit behind, but it's okay. It's the same thing. You don't have to do it again.
Okay.
So I did get the notification. It looks like everything is signed. You'll get another email. I think it's a copy of everything that you signed. So you'll have that for your records. Now, the next thing to expect is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to receive the information and process it. Then they're going to call you back. They'll do a case verification call, and they'll ask for anything else that they need, okay?
Okay.
All right. Miss Monice, this is it for this call today. Again, my name is Natalia. I'm your intake specialist. I'll send you another text with my direct desk line and the phone number for the lawsuit. I'm sorry, for the law firm. So it's Pulaski Law, so that you can save it in your contacts. If you have any questions or any concerns, you can call me back or you can send me a text, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your time today. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.